The Alaska Heritage Institute is helping to foster the next generation of Tlingit speakers in Juneau. It recently launched a free early childhood program. KTOO's Lisa Fu attended last month's Baby Raven Reads Family Night, which aims to infuse Native culture in early literacy, connect families, and create safe spaces for the Tlingit language.
Families and young children mill around tables in the lobby of the Walter Sobolev Building. There's a station for coloring, one for science. Margaret Katsik and her two-year-old niece, Elena, are at the snack table.
Do you want some water?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember what it's called? Heen? Say heen. Heen. Heen.
Oh. This is their second Baby Raven Reads family night. Katsik says they're a fun way to learn the Tlingit language for her niece and herself.
I say the best way to learn something and get to know something is trying to teach it. So I definitely work on the words that I do know. I work with her on it a lot.
But Katsik says Elena picks up songs better. And lucky for her, there are several that evening with language learner and teacher Mary Folletti. Inside the clan house, about 30 children, infants to five-year-olds, start off sitting on small rugs or on the laps of family members. Moments later, many of them are on their feet, singing, laughing, and dancing along. About 40 adults sitting on the periphery watch their children smiling. Some join in the singing. Folletti helped translate these songs several years ago.
Those songs are great because the kids are already familiar with them, and they are the same idea. You know, we do things different, like dance like a Tlingit, so we say things like that, but it is like turn yourself around. So it's got a lot of the same ideas.
Folletti says exposing children to the sounds of the Tlingit language is important for development.
I know people who learned the Tlingit language when they were older, and because they had never tried to make those sounds before, they had never heard those sounds before, they physically could not make the sounds. So I think it's important for them to hear it.
Early education specialist Karen Larson is working with Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. She says the Baby Raven Reads program emulates other early learning practices. It gives out free children's books, like the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. It brings families together, like events organized by the Association for the Education of Young Children. And it's all done in ways relevant to Alaska Native families.
People are really craving cultural experiences for their children and language exposure. And then people bring their own culture to it, and it grows from there.
Parent Pamela Craig is one of those people. She's with her two-year-old son.
This is exactly the kind of thing that I think he needs to be able to meet up with his peers, his Native peers, from an early age and be able to work with them and have people to talk to, you know, especially learning language.
Craig says the Baby Raven Reads events are good for her as well.
Just looking around, I have family here, my relatives and other people I've met through the years going to different Native events, and so it's a good opportunity for me.
That's part of the early childhood program, creating community. Jackie Kukesh is the education director for Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. She hopes people like Mary Folletti will be an inspiration to parents and relatives.
To sing along with Mary and their children and try to pronounce the Tlingit words that are in the song, it takes a lot of courage. And so if that's an outcome we come away with, I say that's phenomenal, creating those safe places for the language to be in the air and to be heard and for everybody to do it together. Kukesh hopes the program will make more parents comfortable singing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star in Tlingit with their children. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.